Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, an executive education adjunct professor, and leadership development workshop facilitator. Today, we're diving into a topic that can truly transform your team: leadership development. A lot of organizations look at leadership development as a extra expense. They look at it as a intangible benefit that doesn't yield a lot of return on their investment. But in reality, investing in your leader's growth, investing in people to have leadership abilities and capability to lead, will impact your bottom line more than you realize. In this episode, we'll break down common misconceptions about leadership development, discuss the power of experiential learning, and explore how to build a culture of continuous learning and growth. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I realized the power of leadership early on in my career. 20 years ago, you know, when I was led by my first leader, I felt cared for, I felt respected, I felt someone had a genuine interest in seeing me be the very best. And then I got into leading teams and being able to give that experience to somebody else, invest my time, which is the most precious commodity we have, to share my expertise, my experience, my knowledge into somebody else so that they can carry on and carry forward in their career leading for people, is what inspired me to start my own leadership development company. Being able to have a company of my own where I can share experiences, where I can pull teams together and make leadership development accessible, affordable, and offer a creative experience to help learning stick, is something that I take great pride in because I can see the benefit. McKinsey and Company research studies time and time again have come back with one of the biggest stressors people have in their work life is the engagement and relationship they have with their boss, with their leader, with their supervisor. And when we have companies that look at leadership development as this secondary investment, a secondary subset, well, I don't have a budget for that. I'm going to invest in technology. I'm going to invest in telecommunications. I'm going to invest in technical skill sets. And if I have budget left over, we'll come together and we'll do a once a year, training with our senior most leaders on our leadership team. And then those same companies and organizations are asking themselves, why are my attrition rates high? Why don't I have leaders that are ready to take on leadership roles when I have a vacancy in the mid to senior level managers in my organization? And the answer comes back to is because you invested in leadership skills and executive coaching and executive training once people were already in that position. And you need to invest in leadership abilities like humility, empathetic listening, emotional intelligence, collaboration, communication. Those skills need to be invested in and taught early to emerging and new leaders so that they have time to develop them and develop their capability and style so that they're ready to lead at a higher echelon. So my mission here with my leadership development company is really to invest in teams, invest in leaders to give you 20 years plus of leadership experience, access to evidence-based approaches in a manner that makes learning stick. So organizations that traditionally invest in leadership development have better outcomes than those that don't. And even though it's seen as a soft skill or a secondary skill set, put it on the other side, put it on the left side of equation. When you invest in people and you invest in leadership development, the outcomes you're seeking to achieve in forms of stockholder share, in forms of more sales, in forms of whatever performance is, it goes up because people have the skills to relate how the work is getting done to the outcome you want to achieve. So let's start by addressing some of the common misconceptions surrounding leadership development. Many organizations, they hesitate to invest in leadership training because they misunderstand what it can realistically achieve. One of those common misconceptions is the idea of a single training session. We're going to bring all our leaders together and we're going to have a team building session and we're going to have speakers come in to talk about leadership and development and five different topics over the course of an 8-hour or even a 2-day period. And what happens is that, take a step back. Leaders are not made overnight. Real growth doesn't happen in a vacuum, and training leadership development is not a one-and-done event. It's an ongoing commitment with consistent practice, a well-structured framework for the different abilities that you need to grow and strengthen in order for you to lead people and to lead an organization. So leadership development isn't a quick fix. It's a journey. And one of the misconceptions is you're going to have this leadership workshop, and I tell my clients, here's what I can accomplish. Here's what you can expect as an outcome from my workshop. You're going to have a more accurate understanding of a concept. You're going to have experienced it in the workshop, and we're going to give you tools to practice it. And if you don't follow up with how did that go for you in practice, did it go the way you expected? What can we do differently? And then stack something on top of that. You're going to have people that'll fail to practice, that may practice it for a little bit, then fall off, or may just practice it and practice it the wrong way, right? So learning and leadership development is not a one and done. Another misconception is that only senior executives need leadership training. In organizations, sometimes we look at this as an organizational chart. Where can I invest my resources wisely? Well, I have these senior executives that are leading teams of people. I want to invest in their leadership skills and abilities. And in reality, investing in emerging and mid-level leaders is just as crucial. These are the people that are on the front lines. They're directly engaging with team members, and they're shaping your company's day-to-day culture. As much as it does trickle down and resonate from the top down, your company's culture and how people are treated and how teams are led is very much a bottom-up fed process as well. So when organizations only focus on developing leaders at the very top, they miss out on nurturing a strong culture around resiliency and developing a leadership pipeline that'll extend throughout their company. And finally, there's a belief that leadership is an inherent trait. Some people believe that you're either born with the ability to lead or you're not. And while natural charisma and confidence can help, leadership is largely a set of abilities that can be learned, honed, and developed over time. You can learn to be resilient. You can learn to practice emotional intelligence. You can learn to practice empathetic listening. You can learn to practice communication. You can learn to practice a coaching approach to leading. You can learn to practice collaboration. Being able to have an understanding to raise your self-awareness of where you're at and then to be in a learning environment where you can practice this hands-on and have someone come back in time and again to help you hone and refine those skills is what makes the biggest difference. Investing in leadership development means investing in a process that helps individuals strengthen their abilities and capabilities regardless of where their starting point is. And to do this, and the best method I've seen that I practice in my workshops is experiential learning. So your traditional lecture or your let me have an expert come in and talk and share their expertise with you and share their framework with you and you take notes, and then maybe at the end, you know, or throughout, you do a small group discussion and what did you learn and how does this apply for you? That method of learning is not going to help learning stick. You're going to retain maybe 10 to 20% of what was being said. But when you do experiential learning, the amount that you retain can be upwards of 80% of what's discussed because you're learning by doing, and then it's sustained over a longer period of time. Research has shown experiential learning, which is learning by doing, is one of the most effective ways to build and reinforce leadership skills. It involves stepping away from theory and putting leadership concepts into practice in real-world scenarios. You can think of things like simulations, role-playing, or live challenges that mirror the complexities leaders face on a daily basis. For example, for me, in my work, I love using the Lego Serious Play method as well as some other hands-on games that are designed to bring about the concept or the capability that we're there to discuss. So this hands-on approach to learning and this purposeful play through scenarios that are designed to bring about those leadership decisions, those leadership abilities, like time constraints in the games I have designed, or you're operating with limited resources, or you need to reach out to somebody who's a member of a different team and you need to collaborate with somebody. It helps those participants learn in a playful, safe environment and practice skills like strategic thinking, communication, conflict resolution in a real-time, safe scenario. And then that Lego Serious Play method that's incorporated into that helps individuals construct their takeaways, construct their self-awareness of what they've learned, and it accelerates deeper conversations to help people express their thoughts, share information about the topic at hand, and learn about others who are on their team or in the room learning at the time. Experiential learning is very powerful because it goes beyond those traditional methods like lectures or passive learning. It's immersive. It's active. It allows participants to engage fully and take risks and learn from mistakes. Experiential learning, leaders don't just understand what they need to do. They experience it, they reflect on it, and they come away with their actionable task list of how they're going to take what they learned and put it into practice. And experiential learning makes the lessons stick longer. When leaders engage actively with scenarios that challenge them to think, to feel, to act, they're more likely to retain those lessons and apply what they've learned back in the workplace. That's why so many leadership development programs now they incorporate experiential methods as a central component, like I do in the workshops that I offer. Developing a culture of learning and growth is another area that organizations can think about when you want to invest in leadership development. Leadership development should not be an isolated event. It should be part of a broader culture of learning and growth and investment into your human capital, investment into your people where you work. Leadership development, when it's prioritized at all levels, not just the senior executive level, it shows and sends a message that leadership, learning, and growth is part of the company's DNA. It is a value. And your team members can share that same value and same belief. And now you're going to have people that are committed to wanting to lead at their very best. And a culture of learning begins with leaders at the top setting the example, pursuing their own development, and sharing and giving opportunities for people in the mid-level and lower-level tier of an organization to have very similar opportunities for learning and growth, giving feedback, receiving feedback, taking time to work on their professional and personal development. This creates an environment of psychological safety where people feel comfortable learning, growing, talking, sharing mistakes, sharing what they learn, sharing knowledge with each other. That environment is very supportive, and you're able to get things done quicker, faster, more effectively because you're tapping into a wider range of knowledge, skills, experiences, and abilities that people have to do the work that you're there to do. So when companies make leadership development a priority, they're not just investing in individuals. It's creating an environment of growth, an environment where growth is celebrated and team members feel empowered to continue to grow and develop themselves so that they can apply that learning to the work that they're doing. It's very synergistic. And the other roadblock that companies have is, well, I don't know if I'm going to have a return on investment for spending time in a workshop talking about soft skills. Now, let's face it. Communication, listening, coordination, collaboration aren't soft skills. This is what makes work hard because it's dealing with the human factor. Technical skills are very difficult and complex. Leadership skills and abilities are very difficult and complex, albeit for another set of reasons and constraints. So you may ask, is it really worth the investment? And it's a resounding yes. When leaders grow, teams grow. And effective leadership, it has a measurable impact on employee engagement, morale, and retention. Research studies time and again have shown that employees who feel supported by their leaders are significantly more likely to stay with their organization and perform at higher levels. What's the cost to replace an employee who left because of poor leadership? What's the cost to train a new employee that you have to hire in order because of poor leadership? What's the cost of team members not performing at their best in the work environment because of poor leadership? What's the cost to a team of high performers that are able to generate more sales, that are able to close deals faster, that are able to have a higher customer satisfaction rates, that are able to retain repeat customers because they lead each other well and they understand the power of positive leadership and teamwork? It impacts your bottom line. So beyond just retention, investing in leadership development directly contributes to a healthier bottom line because you're going to have better decisions being made, more productive teams, and you're going to create a positive, supportive, respectful, trusting workplace and team environment. So how can you get started? If you're ready to start investing in leadership development within your organizations, a few things to keep in mind. Start early and broadly. Don't wait until people reach a certain echelon in the org chart to develop leadership skills. Start with the right skill sets to meet where they are. Emerging and first-line leaders, mid-tier managers, and senior executives have a different skill set required, but they all require some sort of leadership ability based on where they're at in their organization and based on where they're at in their leadership journey. Secondly, look for people who offer experiential methods, programs that incorporate experiential learning, hands-on workshops, real-life leadership challenges, purposeful play, and couple that with research-backed and evidence-based approaches to learning. And then also, offer continuous learning opportunities. And this can be a blended version. You don't have to go with just one vendor. Bring in people who offer different niches, different skill sets, but offer that continuous and ongoing pipeline of learning, practicing, assessing, learning, practicing, assessing, learning, practicing, assessing the skill set so that you can get repetitions in a learning environment, into a practical application environment, and opportunities to hone those skills. And then you can measure and reflect on impact. Track the impact of your employee development initiatives. Use metrics like employee engagement, retention rates, team productivity, pre and post. You can use assessments. I've got access to some revolutionary team assessments to not just see individual skills, but see how your team is performing together pre-workshop and then post-workshop. And you can see that return on investment happen right before your eyes over time through multiple engagements. Leadership development is an investment in long-term results. It long-term benefits for your people. Your people, your teams are going to feel cared for. They're going to feel valued. They're going to feel like you are pouring into them, which you are, which then makes them feel that they want to stay longer. They're going to be committed to the work that they're doing. They're going to be aligned with their values of wanting learning and growth and your values of an organization offering learning and development and growth opportunities. And remember, great leaders aren't born. They're made through consistent effort, learning, development, and experiences. When we invest in our leaders, we're investing in a brighter future for our teams and our organizations. So thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found value in it, give us a like, share it, download it, share it with your fellow leaders. Drop us a comment, let us know how we're doing, or ask a question about that you have about leadership, and we'll answer it on a follow-on show. If you're an organization that's interested in developing your leaders, I want to work with you. I offer hands-on, highly engaging, experiential learning workshops that will hone in on today's needed leadership development skills. You can go to drwilliamramey.com to find out more, or connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or you can email me here at will@onthestacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.